going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. You know, we still got one more pair of 4-day passes, excuse me, to give away to Rockville. Rockville is returning to Daytona International Speedway May 15th through the 18th, and we're giving away 2 4-day passes to see Shinedown, Green Day, Linkin Park, Korn, Beef Stew.
Well,
those are among those performing.
Sure.
Keep on listening to our show for details on how you can win
Rockville.
And I'm not giving away now this guy who's calling right now. That does nothing for him. Unless he has a Dolphins take. If he has a Dolphins take, I'll hear him out. But
Do you want me to vet him? You want me to find out what he wants?
Can we do it on the air?
Let's do it.
Hold on. Hey, what's going on? What's your name?
What's up, man? What's going on? It's Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, what do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah.
I would like those tickets.
I'm not giving them away yet, dude. I said you got to listen. I haven't given the cue to call.
Hey, okay. Here's the thing, though, with the cue to call. When you're watching it on your phone, as soon as you say the word, I know I've done enough. I got to hurry up and call. As soon as I hit dial, the screen freezes.
Thanks, Brandon. Jeez.
Never like people named that anyway. It's not my name.
It's stupid.
He did pull a Tobin. He came up with a nice story as to why.
He did have a story.
Yeah.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Miami Heat practicing game 3 tomorrow against the Cleveland Cavaliers at 1 o'clock. 11:45 is preheat with Solana. Be boots on the ground for that one. The Panthers, they'll look to put the hammer down on the Lightning after winning yesterday 2-0. Nate Schmidt lit the lamp for the third time this series. Sergei Bobrovsky had a shutout.
Who?
Dude, he was under fire for like 3 minutes.
Yep.
3 minutes game time. It seemed like it was forever. I'm like, just take the icing. Get the puck out of there.
Fuck us.
Be honest, you knew this Nate Schmidt guy before?
Yeah, I heard him on the team, but this is an incredible start for him.
It was the last game
that the Panthers had. I think it was the first time a defenseman has scored twice for him this season. Like, yeah,
I think he was bought out by
Winnipeg. It was like one of the another Zito fringe move where you're just like, yep, that him. He did it with Forsling. Forsling was a waiver wire pickup. This Bill Zito doesn't mess around.
This guy's good.
He's good.
Well, you know what he's good at? Identifying guys that fit what they're doing.
He's a new godfather.
Calm down.
He's gonna win. You'll see how quick Tobin said too much. Too much.
He's a new godfather.
But Tobin, that's something you would do.
He is the best GM in town right now.
That's something you would do. And you just got on him for doing the same things you do.
I do love Bill Zito. I mean, it's just
you get over enthusiastic about things.
This is perfect.
Go way too far, and now you're getting on him for doing
it. What would Bill Zito sound like if he were the Godfather?
That was one of my best ones.
Game 3 is Saturday at 1 o'clock. Thanks, NHL and NBA.
Yeah, wonderful.
Appreciate you, TV networks.
Who's you guys more at fault here? I could see the Heat game being at 1 o'clock. Mm. Not the Panthers. The Panthers are defending champs. They need to be on prime.
Yeah, who else do they got tomorrow on the NHL? Probably those rat bastard Toronto. Which, by the way, they won again in overtime yesterday. Poor Tkachuk. Baby Tkachuk. You need to get out of Ottawa, dude. I don't know what to tell you. Make a stink.
Huh. You can't make a stink in hockey.
They got the Golden Knights and the Wild. They got the Maple Leafs and the Senators. They got Hurricanes, Devils, Kings, Oil. They just got a long day. But why are we
Maple
first?
Leafs, Senators is the main card tomorrow night.
What?
I'm telling you, what's even worse about it is the Pens are playing their third game, and there's some teams playing their fourth game.
That'll be Golden Knights and Wild right now. Minnesota leads that series 2-1. So that's a big one tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon. So here's your slate tomorrow in the NHL. It's a quadruple header on TBS.
Jesus.
Lightning Panthers, Golden Knights Wild, Maple Leaf Senators, Stars Avalanche. So that's your go around for everybody. But all the other ones, Leroy, are game fours. We're the only game three.
Right. Can I just say this? Canada. Hey, you don't get many teams in the playoffs. Like, come on. You can't complain.
A lot of whining.
Yeah. A
lot of whining. And Edmonton's down too, yeah? Didn't they lose yesterday? I thought they lost yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they play tonight. But they're down.
Yeah, they're down 2-0.
They're down 2-0. Their coach is annoying. Too, because I saw a cut of him because and the only reason I bring this up is because he had our name in his mouth.
Oh,
because he's down 2-0 to the Kings. He goes, I feel this is a lot like the Stanley Cup last year with Florida. Like, we were down 3-0, but it didn't feel like we were down 3-0. And I'm like, hey, shut up, dude.
You were on the brink.
Maybe you should get a grasp on some things, huh? You don't seem to have a good feel for where things are in the series.
It was one period away from a sweep, sir. Shut up.
Idiot. I don't know. Anyway, the Dolphins, of course, they make their pick yesterday. Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle from Michigan, is your pick. Trenches, fortified.
Yeah,
dude.
I was confused, but I understood after hearing that not only are you filling a need, you have to play the draft. And after finding out 16 linemen were drafted, we just had to get one before it was too late. And I get it.
Right, but that's sometimes the actual way the draft goes plays your hand more than a trade or what you want. And people don't understand that because they want what they want.
Yeah, still a lot of names left on the board because of this.
Yeah, but guess what? Here's the kicker. The fact that they're still there means you can get them.
Yeah.
You don't have to take them in the first round.
For sure. Not
right?
Everything is like value. We're playing with house money.
Like, for me, I don't think anybody else would have taken Jackson Dart.
No.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Right. So you moved up to take a quarterback.
I didn't get that one at all.
You see what I'm saying?
Who else was taking him?
You got your guy, but ask yourself the question, who else was going to take him? I would say this. I wouldn't have been surprised if Cleveland would have taken him in the second round.
Can I tell you this, though?
Huh?
What did they do with Jameis and Mr. Unlimited? Like, were those smokescreen signings?
No. Uh-uh.
They're not keeping all those guys.
No. No, but he's going to – I would like to say that one of the things that I heard that I wish more people would pay attention to is stop acting like all quarterbacks come in and be ready to play. Because if you look at the history of quarterback, and there's only been a handful of them that were ready to play right away. And a lot of times you had to live through the bumps and bruises of the quarterback, and if the quarterback wasn't mentally strong enough, he didn't make it through.
Well, this is the interesting thing with the Giants, too, though, is like, you know, because people talk about that Ole Miss offense, right? And, yeah, he lit up. He had great numbers and whatnot. But I don't picture Daboll and Shane being in a spot after that screwing the pooch the way they did last year with the Saquon thing. I don't picture them in a spot where they're going to be able to see their quarterback develop. Like, unless John Mara is just a sweetheart.
Here's what I would say. The fact that ownership let them do this would say they have a little more time.
They say that now.
Oh, no, of course.
They say that now.
Of course. Hey, in the words of one Brendan Tobin, the facts have changed.
Nick Saban last night, this is from Barry Jackson's Twitter, Nick Saban last night on ABC on Kenneth Grant, quote, "I don't ever remember in all the time that I coach playing against two more dominating guys inside than we played against Michigan with number 55 and number 78. These two guys are really, really good. You're talking about power, you're talking about athleticism, and you're talking about two guys who play hard and compete well."
How big is Mason Graham?
He's 6'4", and it said a little under 300.
Okay, so you see, he doesn't look it, right?
Well, when you're next to Kenneth Grant, maybe that's what.
No,
it
but
is.
I'm just saying, when you see him play, he looks a lot smaller.
We'll find out. We're gonna get a little expertise on that.
He's a monster. I'm saying Mason Graham is a big dude too. That 299.
Not small.
A click under 300, moving like that. That's not small.
I did hear Kenneth Grant. And we may actually talk to the coach. I think it was a defensive line coach who mentioned he's the best conditioned big man he's ever seen.
Ooh.
That's good.
That's good.
Well, I mean, like, one of the crazy things about it is, dude, let's be clear. Fat guys miss games and time out of clear exhaustion. Yeah. This guy's had none of that.
We'll take a break.
Look at this. Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances.
MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up
couldn't
until
get a,
2.
Couldn't get a little Michigan Fight song or something?
Yeah, I found that weird too, Marcus. You came back with Miami, which is normally like when Leroy and I go do radio hits somewhere, that's what they play for us.
Yeah.
Well, and we're about to have Coach Luis Esposito on, and you're playing him Miami.
No, but he's
trying
coming
to welcome him. This is your welcome for him?
I'm welcoming, he's a part of the family now.
Nice try.
Take a trip down to Miami.
Nice try.
Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood guest slot. Jump over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan and toyotaofhollywood.com. Everybody fired up down here. Certainly, Stephen Ross was fired up because the Miami Dolphins drafted a Michigan Wolverine for the first time in the first round since Jake Long in 2008. Yesterday, they take Kenneth Grant, and we have Michigan Wolverines defensive line coach Lou Esposito joining us here. Coach, thanks for the time. Really appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate you guys having me on.
This has to be a first, right? Two of top 15 D linemen from one team? That's crazy.
It's crazy. We have great players, and you know better than anybody else the development we do at Michigan's different. It's you got to get the right guys for the right fit, and then when they get here, they got to be tilted a certain way. And these guys are both tilted unbelievably. Like, they are great players, great people, great families. Like, KG is an absolute beast. And he is going to be something special. I can't wait to see him play.
Now, one of the shocking things for me was that because I went to the Texas game and I saw Mason and Ken standing next to each other. And I was like, wow, Mason's only like 270. No, he's like almost 302, and
he's actually over that. Like, he played the whole season between 310 and 315, and KG played the whole season between 330 and 340.
Right, that's crazy.
And we were able to do some things on defense last year because of those two guys. Right. You know, just like anything else, when you have those guys inside, you can really force everything sideways and. Which we use to our advantage, and those guys, they're special. KG is really special as well as Mason.
Now, one of the things that I was told is, like, we see Mason, he's all over the place, high motor, moves around quick or whatever, but people sleep on the quickness and the feet of KG. Why don't you tell us? Because I think that's going to be one of the biggest misnomers about him is because of his size, they don't realize how fleet of foot he is.
Yeah, and I think that in the whole process, in this whole draft process for him, you know, when it first started, all the coaches are like, hey, talk to me about his pass rush. If we're going to take a guy in the first round, talk to me about his pass rush. Every team asked the same question. I said, well, go watch the last six games. Like, literally, watch the Ohio State game. I mean, he had like 9 pressures at nose tackle in Ohio State. He's such a good athlete. He's so explosive, and like when you watch him on his feet, like the thing that the trait that he has that is different than everybody else is a guy his size doesn't move like a guy that's 285 pounds, and he does. And he can beat guys with power because of his size. He can beat guys with hands because he plays with unbelievable fundamental hands, and then he can outquick guys. And if you watch him, he'll power a guy, and then all of a sudden he sidesteps an arm over, and the guy's falling on his face. Then all of a sudden he comes back with a shake bull to an arm over. So he has an unbelievable bag of moves that sometimes it gets overshadowed because of Mason. And Mason's elite, and so is KG. Like, I truly believe if KG was on a different, like, KG would be the guy that everybody talked about. And we were just blessed to have both of them. And they're good in their own ways. And it's been a blessing. And you guys would be so excited about KG and what he brings to the team.
Can you, Coach Luis Pizzillo here, Michigan defensive line coach, Coach Kenneth Grant in college, so very excited to have him on the show. That viral clip, of course, of him chasing down the running back, like when you watch this guy in practice and you see the explosion, just what goes through your head? Because it doesn't seem like it computes. It doesn't make sense.
I mean, it shows up, honestly, most of the time it shows up in pass rush. And it's not him rushing the passer. It's all of a sudden the quarterback breaks the pocket and he's running the guy down. I mean, there's three or four sacks that Jay Stu had this year that he's running the guy down from the front and he sees KG and slows down. And Jay Stu get, you know, tackle, sack, fumble. And we see it every day in practice. And like, we talk about running out of the stacks. We talk about pillars here at Michigan, right? And effort and angles is one of the pillars we talk about. And KG was a mainstay on the tape. So we take clips from practice and games, and then we show the defense, hey, this is what it's supposed to look like. And he was a mainstay. Like, we use that still to this day of KG running out of stacks. And it's a screen. It's a toss. It's something on the perimeter. Like, because people don't run at him because you can't do it. Like, they try to get him going sideways.
Right.
And I think that's the biggest thing. When you have a guy that big that plays with that effort and that motor, and he can move the way he does. I mean, the guy on the basketball courts, I mean, bouncy and twitchy. You watch him. I mean, in high school, I remember watching him. I walked to a track meet, and I was at another school. Obviously, he went to Michigan. But, I mean, he threw a shot put. I'm like, who the hell just threw that? It was like 60 feet, and it was like effortless. So he is a big, phenomenal athlete that is only going to get better. And the key to him is he's not a 6'5", 6'6", kid. He's a 6'3", guy, 6'4", guy with 6'10", wingspan. So his natural pad level doesn't get high, and it's awesome. And he's going to be great.
Now, one of the things that I was amazed at, and you've probably been around football a long time, a guy that size and that good of shape never missed a game. That has to be one. I think of all the things that I heard, to be able to play like that and never miss a game at Michigan with the double teams, the attacks on his legs, the chasing, just getting caught up in the pile, just certain things happen. That is the most impressive thing to me, that he never missed a game.
I got a crazy story. So we're in camp, right? And you know, in Michigan, we practice differently.
Yeah.
Like, every week we go live on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I don't care. The week before Alabama, we're playing live in the bowl game. The week before Ohio State, we're going live. Our Beat Ohio drill, we go live. So we're in camp, and it's the dog days of camp. And I look at KG. I'm like, yo, you want me to get – I'm going to give you a couple plays off here to save you. And he looked at me. He goes, Coach, I ain't built that way. I ain't about that shit. And literally, I said, you got it. I said, you want to go racks of four or two? He goes, I don't give me four. Give me all of it, Coach. And from that moment, I knew
he was wired different, man.
Right. Yeah, he's wired. And the dude is so proud, and he's such a competitor. And all he wants to do is make people in his life proud. And the way he does that is with his football and how he acts off the field. Like, he's a home run, man. He's really good.
Man, I'm not going to lie, Coach. You just gave me the goosies. Like, that
goosies
was
galore.
I mean, I'm telling you, he said it to me, and I walked away, and it was one of the things you walk away, and I'm like, dude, I got goosebumps on my arm thinking about it.
Right.
He's a special young man, and he's going to be really, really good. And he's the other thing that nobody talks about with both of these kids, they just turned 21 years old. Like, I coached the fifth kid that's with the Rams. I went to Florida State for a year. I had him for five years at Western Michigan. Like, Fisk was 25. Like, I had Marshawn Nealand, who got drafted by the Cowboys last year in the second round. Like, he was 24. Like, these guys are 21 years old. They just turned 21. And shoot, who's the big D tackle that you guys got that had the 10 sacks? I can't believe I'm
Sealer?
I'm trying to. Yeah, so I recruited him at Ferris State. Like, again, like, those dudes were older when they got in the league. Like, 3 years from now, these guys' bodies and KG's bodies and just their physical makeup is going to be totally different.
Right.
I can't wait to see what those two do together. I think that's going to be a fun thing with Sealer and KG together. That sounds like it's going to be pretty dynamic.
Yep. That'd be pretty cool, man.
Yep.
I just want to get your coach your thoughts on this. Leroy Horde, of course, a proud Michigan Wolverine. What do you think of even in the midst of Ohio State winning the national championship, him mocking Ohio State fans for wanting their coach fired in an airport as he walks away to his flight?
I mean, bleed blue, bro.
You can't
bleed blue, bro. Like that's what you do.
You can't brag about winning a national championship and you didn't even want your coach 5 months ago. I'm not having it.
I'm with you, man. Like I stay out of all the fan stuff. Because it gets wild, and I want to keep my family out of it because sometimes people poke at my family and I get upset about it. But, I mean, it's crazy. Like, if you just go back and, like, the same people that are, like, literally 5 weeks ago were like, get rid of them.
Right. So. I can't. You know what else gets them coached? I say, listen. In order to be the champs, you got to beat the champs. So the way I look at it, we back-to-back national champs. Oh, they hate that one.
So this is fun. Last night, I had all the guys over, right, because mm-hmm. we had a workout this morning. So they couldn't go to any of these draft parties or, you know, go see these guys. So I said, okay, I'm going to have all the guys over. We had all the D-line over. A couple of the position groups came over the house. We're in the basement. Guys are cheering. I'm not going to say who, but every time an Ohio State guy came up, you know, I'm 4-0 against that dude. I'm 3-0 against that dude. Like,
yeah.
And again, like, it's just, you know, we talk about it and they talk about it all the time. We could say whatever we want. They could paint whatever they want to paint. At the end of the day, that's the game. They don't name it the game for it not to mean anything. It means everything. Sure. And I think it's important. When you come to Michigan, that's one of the first things we say. Like, Coach Moore has, you know, number one day one goals, beat your rivals.
Yep.
Beat the team down south. Like, and we talk about it every day. So, it's good.
Coach Lou Esposito joining us here, Michigan defensive line coach. What kind of influence did they leave? Like, they're bringing, like, but as far as leaders in the room for your next guys, your next wave that's coming there, like, what can you say just about their leadership, their influence that they had on that room?
So football-wise, I could tell you, like, we went through a whole spring, first spring without them, obviously, for 3 years. And all the cut-ups that we make, hey, do it like Mace. Hey, you remember when Mace used to do this on the simulated pressure? You remember when KG used to do this? So we use that a lot. And then we've brought some guys in, some transfers in that are really good players, and it's like, hey, coach, can you pull up that call with Mace and KG running it? Yeah, here you go. Here's that twist. Here's that stunt. Here's the arm technique. And I think it's good. The other thing, before I forget, the Miami Dolphins defense, I mean, Coach Weave, the DC, worked with Wink for a long time. Mm-hmm. So the defensive vocabulary
is
very, very similar, like calls, techniques, everything. So, like, KG's going to go in there with a step up compared to a lot of other people. Like, we're talking about half and we're talking about padding back, like a lot of schemes. It's amazing. These guys go through all these interview processes, and I'm not going to say the teams, but like Mace and KG would come back like, coach, they don't even pad back. They're just running up the field and creating horizontal lanes. Like, we talk about the run wall and setting hard edges, and he's going to fit into what Miami does really, really well.
Pretty awesome. Coach Lou Esposito, thanks so much for giving us some time today. We're excited about it, and appreciate hopping on.
I'll hunt you up next time I come to a game, because I went
to the Texas game,
but I'll come back. I'll look you up.
Yeah, next time you come back, we'll have a little bit better luck.
All right, yeah. All righty.
All right, guys.
All right.
There you go. Appreciate you, Coach. Thank you so much. Yep. There you go. Same. That is Lou Esposito, defensive line coach for the Michigan Wolverines.
How can you not be fired up?
That story gave me the goosies, dude. I'm very excited.
How can you not be
very
fired
excited.
Up?
Very excited.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Frog boy, how do you feel?
No, listen. Before I was like, yeah, we needed to fill a position. Now I'm excited. Now I feel like I know things more, that he's just like a smarter player, how he affects the game more. And that story that coach told. Listen.
Hey. Wow.
That was good.
Hey, Leroy. Good job. That's good producing. That's
Leroy.
Producing.
Hey, man.
Hey, that was put together in like 25 minutes.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah.
And first of all, one of the things that I wanted to know, because when I was on the field and I saw the two of them together, Mason looks so much smaller than Kenneth. that I thought Mason was like 315, and Mason was a little bit smaller. So that's why I always thought, man, he's 300, and Kenneth is 340.
That's
when you watch them play, they are all over the field.
Dade South points out, you got to guess the curse this time.
Hey, I got to fire up.
And then Schmeathan says, how about you produce an apology to the children listeners?
Hey, he got up in his feelings about
them. He recruited Sealer, too. How about that?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That was good. And then the Weaver defense.
And guess what? He broke it down one step further because he talked about Weaver and Wink and how it's going to be an easy transition. So now that all this has been said, and you look at the Dolphins draft, and you think of how all these things tie in and how easily he's going to be able to come in and play, not a bad pick. I learned some stuff.
Pretty fired up, dude.
Right. Man.
Pretty fired up. We'll take a break here on the program. We got those Rockville tickets we still got to give away. Let's give them away right now. You know what? If you want to go to Rockville. If you want to go to Rockville right now, we got the Welcome to Rockville concert going on at Daytona National Speedway May 15th through the 18th. And we got 2 4-day passes. If you guys want to win those right now, caller number 6 to 305-567-0560. Caller 6 will win those pair of 4-day passes to Rockville. Back up to this.
Rockville.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. It's a Friday.
Next week.
Yeah. All right.
Next week. I don't use my connections much.
You don't. And that's why I think people appreciate it, you know? You know, it's like...
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
I'm sorry, what is...
It's like reaching into the holster.
Mm. Okay.
Using connections.
All right. What happened to Ja? Better stop that.
True. Well, dude, I saw that fall yesterday. Oof.
Yeah, it was
bad. Hey, hitting the court? Looks like it hurts.
Hurts.
Especially if you ain't got no rump shaker.
Jimmy Butler, by the way, the report yesterday, this is from Sham Sharania on Jimmy Buckets. Jimmy Butler has been diagnosed with a deep glute muscle contusion.
He broke his ass.
Don't laugh at that.
He's got some blue cheeks.
Play ass, Jimmy.
Wow. That's good.
The only thing that could have survived that fall is ass trunk.
Kyle Lowry would have bounced right back up.
His status for Game 3 against the Houston Rockets is in serious jeopardy, league sources tell ESPN. This is best case because the MRI showed Butler avoided any fracture or structural damage. All right, but they don't have them. I mean, that's not good for them.
Now they got to rely on Draymond to score?
Woof.
You know they don't want to play Kuminga.
Schmeathan says it's going to be one hell of a box score. DNP, broken ass. Let's get to the mix bag. What do we got today, Cam Wart?
I'm buying a Cam Ward jersey, dude.
Really?
I'm buying one. I already went online.
It looks like it. It looks like they're going with giving him number one, by the way.
Yeah, man. Why not? He is number one. He is, as Leroy put it, the All-American story.
It's like there's certain stories you hear in life that, you know, you just sit back and say, you know, I could root for that guy.
Yep.
Right? And Cam Ward's one of those guys. And I hate the fact that, why would you say anything along the lines of, if he was in another draft, he'd be in the second round or the third round? But he's not. Okay? And I'm going to say it like this. If you can draft Daniel Jones that high, I'll take my chances with Cam Ward.
What do you got for us, Marcos, in the mixed bag?
Speaking of the draft, yesterday we mentioned that our boy Stephen Ross was fired up for the selection
of
a Michigan Wolverine. This was Chris Greer discussing that moment yesterday.
Michigan, what was Mr. Ross's immediate reaction to that?
He was pissed.
Very pissed.
Very, very happy. Mm-hmm. He had the theme song, their fight song playing. Mm-hmm. So he was very happy to add a first Michigan player, first round since 08, I think it was.
Yep.
Hey, I was getting ready to say, don't say nothing crazy, Chris Greer. I have been on your side so far today.
Yep.
You go and start talking, be careful.
Unless you want to play that thing about sacks not mattering again for Leroy.
Oh, come on.
You know what bothers me, though?
You know when it matters? When you got to pay somebody.
Exactly, dude.
That they seem like a little too open to jokey jokes.
Yeah, it's not a joking matter right now.
Like, everyone.
Well,
like, oh,
here's what I would say. If you could think of any offensive or defensive line after the conversation we had and all the tie-ins to scheme and verbiage and all these things, they actually got the guy that fits the best on their roster.
Agreed.
And if you didn't know that before, after this conversation with Lou, you kind of say, okay, now I can see it. That's kind of how you want things to go. This doesn't happen very often where the guy coaching the defense was under the coach that he left. That doesn't happen very often. So when I say, you know, I'm more excited about the pick now because of all the tie-ins and how easy the transition will be, yeah.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
A little more from Chris Greer. I'm sure you guys touched on this yesterday. But, of course, the story coming out on Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, we haven't actually gotten to that. We got to.
No, because it's different.
It's different now. Different. Yeah.
It's different. Yeah. Somebody, I was looking on Twitter.
Yep.
And they said that the story about
the pay
them
cut.
Just wanting to move on and pay cut was 100% wrong.
Yep.
He doesn't get along with Mike McDaniel.
Which is pretty surprising.
Which is pretty surprising because Mike goes out of his way to get along with everybody.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get all the deets in the next hour because we're a little up against it. But that was pretty crazy. And then he had a cryptic IG post. But what did Chris Greer say about Jalen Ramsey?
This was in regards to waiting to trade him or if something was
considered. Because the dates, I think the cap hits different if they wait after June.
So this is Chris Greer on the Jalen Ramsey trade situation.
I think we're open to everything. We've been having conversations with team, but we're open to whenever the right opportunity comes for us and the organization.
Riveting.
Yeah, really, a lot of insight on that.
I think we got all the answers we need from that one. Hey, you know, whatevs.
If it happens, it
might as well have been his answer.
That's great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
would have been something if he goes, the deadline is today. What else you got?
Well, I think you got to be smart about it because you don't want to trade somebody and then have 10 or 15 million against your cap and you can't sign other players.
Yeah. You know, I mean, the Dolphins already have, like, what, 4 5th round picks? Like, what's another 5th round pick? Just wait for next year. You have it in your pocket. You know?
You think they could get more for him?
I don't think so. I mean, when they traded him, they traded a third. Like, what are they going to get for Jalen Ramsey?
So, because here's the problem. The problem isn't the pick, it's the money.
It's the money, yeah.
So you would trade him for nothing.
Just to get rid of money. And if they gave you some relief.
Right, exactly.
What else you got, Marcos?
Before we move away from the draft, we started this conversation discussing Cam Ward and his incredible story.
Yes.
That was meaningless if you were on ESPN because
completely ignored.
Melvin Kiper wanted to keep talking about Shador. But nonetheless, this is Cam Ward on what the moment meant to him.
Cam, you got a lot of number ones in your life. You started with one offer from Incarnate Word. You are now the number one overall pick. How does this moment feel to you?
Oh, it's special. You know, God did everything for me. Him, myself, my family. And you know, I'm just blessed to be here. I'm ready to get to work. And at the times with my teammates, and I just want to get the process going.
Oh, good for him, man. Very happy for Cam Ward.
If you have followed this man all season, that is exactly what Cam Ward sounds like.
They asked him what he was going to do to celebrate. He says, I'm going to go sleep. I'm going to get to Tennessee. I'm like,
absolutely.
Get to work.
Right. Would expect nothing else.
I think the North Dakota guard said, I'm going to drink a bunch of Bush Light.
that's about right.
Well, because that's what guards do.
That's about right.
Right.
I would be surprised if Cam Ward's not throwing a football tomorrow.
Oh, 100%.
You know what? And I know he's not with the Dolphins or the Browns or the Vikings, but after a year of Cam Ward, how can you not root for him?
Oh, definitely.
Because, you know, there's a lot of people who think that the way he says things and how he does things is fake. Couldn't be farther from the truth.
Nope.
Right, and we have seen it for only one season. We've seen it. We've seen how this man is.
Great teammate, too.
Right. Yeah.
And he was like, yesterday I saw somebody tagged us on an interview that he had about Restrepo when he was doing the red carpet. He goes, 40s are meaningless. Does nothing about football. Nobody gets more open than him, and I hope he's my teammate again. Yeah. I was like, man.
No, it was – to see him really just grow, the first – introduction we had to him was him and Shador having that practice in which he was telling Shador, you're soft because you want water. It was then I fell in love with Cam Ward. And now to see what he's been able to do, this is not just a talented player, man. This man's mentality is different.
Right. Like, it's a cool story that, you know, if you want to tell kids, you know, about working for what you want, you mention his name and you tell his story, you know, going from Incarnate Word to, you know, all the places he's played football to end up at Miami to then be the number one overall pick. That doesn't happen.
Give us one more in the mixed bag there, Marcos.
For a long time, we've dealt with nobody's better than Scoop. But now we have a new saying we can add. No one prepares like Sergei Bobrovsky, according to Paul Maurice.
I just think if you prepare, if you put the time in, and this isn't like he's had a good week. Right? Over the course of his career, the amount of time that he puts into being great, then you can't be surprised. It's actually just a wonderful life lesson for the people around who get to watch it. If you want to get better, hone your craft. Put as much time with it, find the joy in it, and then you have games like this where he's just so good, so right. But he earns it, and we're the benefactors of his professionalism.
Wow. I like that.
I've been hearing some Goosey's things. This
is, I mean, really, it's a Goosey's Friday. It is. It is a Goosey's Friday. That cat talk, by the way, brought to us by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. We'll take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines, including what the hell is going on with Jalen Ramsey and Mike McDaniel. Back after this.